Have you ever heard of the ballerina Misty Copeland? She made national headlines when she became the first African-American principal dancer at a major American ballet company. Long before Copeland tied on her shoes, Seattle's Pacific Northwest Ballet created a program to train promising young dancers who might not find ballet on their own. It's called Dance Chance. KUOW's Marcy Silman has this report.
Tuesday means ballet class for these 9-year-old boys. They're in a Pacific Northwest ballet studio with eagle eyes on their teacher, Keon Gaines.
Okay, gentlemen, here we go. Feet together, facing forward.
These boys are in PNB's Dance Chance program. They get 2 years of free dance classes, plus supplies and transportation, and they're excused from school twice a week. Dance Chance manager Jennifer McLean says it's not an outreach program.
It's an in-reach program. That's what I say.
PNB offers Dance Chance to kids with the physical aptitude to succeed at ballet. Every fall, McLean and PNB teachers go out to selected elementary schools to screen all the third graders.
We test them a lot for a lot of different flexibility levels, hip flexibility, hamstring flexibility, back flexibility. I mean, just turnout, which is the hip flexibility, so that they can make the ballet positions because not everyone's hips do that.
And now we're going to reach over to the other side.
McLean watches a group of kids in the gym at Beacon Hills Maple Elementary. They giggle and chatter as they try to mimic Keon Gaines' movements.
We're going
to
walk our paws forward. Forward, forward, forward.
This year, McLean and her staff picked more than 100 kids from 22 elementary schools to be in Dance Chance. That's a big leap from 1994, when former PNB co-artistic director Francia Russell started the program. Then they had a hard time convincing schools to participate. Russell and her colleagues wanted to offer serious ballet training to children who might not otherwise get it, but they also wanted a more diverse ballet company.
Well, that was always a goal. You know, what we said to the parents at orientation or anybody that was talking to Dance Chance, we want our company to reflect the people of Seattle.
That's something Dance Chance teacher Keon Gaines would have loved when he was a ballet student. Gaines, who's African-American, says most people looked at him and said, no, this isn't the profession for you.
There weren't other people for me to, role models for me to look up to. There was no one else out there like me. It's not always easy for, I think, people in the dance world to accept something different if it's not out there.
That's one reason Gaines decided to teach at Dance Chance when he stepped down from PNB last spring.
Feet together, facing forward, bellies in, arms by your sides.
When Gaines teaches, it's clear his students respect him and want to please him. Dance Chance manager Jennifer McLean says that's vital to the program.
The boys' faces, seeing Keon at the screenings, I was amazed. I mean, I knew that inside, but like watching their faces, I could see they were like, oh, this guy's awesome, and I think he's just like me.
That's particularly important for kids who've had no exposure to ballet or classical music, and for their families.
The cultural difference is huge.
Nadja Morris's daughter was chosen for Dance Chance 9 years ago. Even though she didn't have to worry about money, a host of other concerns came up.
You hear some horror stories about children in ballet and the mean girls and it being cliquish and even the parents being cliquish and, you know, how they support a young girl of color, you know, with curly hair, whose hair might not do the stereotypical things and who might get a button or who might get hips in a different way or, you know, so there's a lot of questions you have.
Even when Morris's daughter, Nazira Taylor, got into Dance Chance, she still had to make it through a series of cuts. And when she finally got into PNB's regular school, she faced even more challenges. Less time with friends outside ballet class, no more free transportation, and while PNB does offer help with tuition, each pair of pointe shoes costs about $100. That's a lot of money considering a ballerina goes through several pairs a month. But Morris had a bigger worry for her daughter.
As she moved up in the ranks, she noticed less brown people, and that was a little scary.
But that didn't stop Nazira. She had only one passion in life, ballet.
I was never really joking about ballet, because I feel like I hear that with a lot of stories, is that, oh yeah, I did ballet for fun, but then at 12 or at 13, I started getting serious about it. I was just kind of, like, serious about it from the get-go.
Taylor's at the top level of the PNB school now. But she still has several hurdles to jump before she can become a real ballerina. Most companies, including PNB, have very selective professional training programs. Only a handful of Dance Chance kids have made it into PNB's program. Only two have gone on to join the company. Nazira Taylor's mom, Nadja Morris, says her daughter's determination to join that elite group inspires her.
She showed me a lot in how to move through a different world and how to find a place in a place that maybe you didn't think you had one.
Ladies, curtsy, gentlemen, bow.
I'm Marcy Sillman, KUOW News.
And then we always applaud.